But I do not get my faith in my eyes. Do not get my faith in your mercy alone. Oh, your mercy, peace I have died in you. Earth, a lifeline, blood of eternity.
Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Bless someone here today. And let not one person leave here the same way they have come. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Everyone who is excited to be in the presence of the Lord, give him a clap and a shout of praise. Clap your hands, all ye people, and shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Clap your hands, all ye people, and shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Give him the praise as you sit in your place.
Eternity.
Welcome everyone here to this service today in the precious name of Jesus. I believe that the Lord brought you here for good and you will not return back except you have returned. You are returning with your testimony. Shout the loudest amen. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 and 10. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. 1 Chronicles, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called him Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou would bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, that your hand might be with me, and that you will keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. God shall grant somebody what he is requesting or what she is requesting. In Jesus' name. The subject is release, recovery, replication through prayer. Release, recovery, and replication or multiplication or enlargement through prayer. Part 3. Our objective number 1 is to understand the release power of prayer. The power of prayer to release things. The release power of prayer. Number 2, we are understanding the recovery power of prayer. The power of prayer to recover things. The release power of prayer. The recovery power of prayer. And thirdly, will understand the replication or the enlargement power of prayer. By way of introduction, it is very important to know that prayer is critical to every facet of man's existence. Every facet. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, prayer is critical. Prayer was behind the making of men like Abraham, people like Jacob, Job, Daniel, our Master Jesus, Paul the Apostle. Prayer. In the first service, we looked at the release power of prayer. In the second service, we looked at recovery. In this third service, we shall look at replication, that is, multiplication and enlargement. That prayer has the capacity to multiply, and prayer has the capacity to enlarge. We have three examples. Number one example, which has been consistent from the first service, is the example of Jacob. So, the capacity of Jacob was enlarged at the altar of prayer. His capacities, his destiny capacity was enlarged at the altar of prayer. When God told him in Genesis chapter 32 and in verse 28, and said to him, your name shall be called no more Jacob, but your name shall be Israel. For as a prince you have power with God and with men, and you have prevailed. That was capacity enlargement. That was God turning an individual into an institution. That was God turning a person into a nation. Like we have always said, Jacob is the name of a person. Israel is a nation. No wonder the Bible said in Isaiah chapter 9 and in verse 8, he said the Lord sent a word into Jacob and it has lighted upon Israel. He picked up a man and turned the man into a generational light. That is what prayer can do. Prayer can enlarge your capacity to move you from where you are now to a bigger capacity. All of a sudden you were once a tenant and now you become the owner of a housing estate. All of a sudden you were looking for a car to drive and now you are the manufacturer of cars. It just takes you from a person into an institution. I don't know who God sent me to hear this morning, but this month of prayer, your capacity shall be enlarged. In the name that is above every name, everything that has constituted a limitation in your life, a restraint in your life, everything that has been a confinement in your life, it is dissolved, it is disintegrated, it is dissipated, it is dematerialized in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say a louder believers, amen. That was Jacob. Example number two was Jabez. The life of Jabez shifted from smallness to greatness at the altar of prayer. It shifted from the realm of smallness to the realm of greatness at the altar of prayer. We just saw now how Jabez prayed for God to enlarge him. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 and 10, we just read it now, that you will enlarge. And Jabez was more honorable. Now verse 10 said, and he prayed, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed, enlarge my coast, enlarge my coast, enlarge my coast, enlarge my coast. I am tired of littleness. I am tired of smallness. I am tired of confinement. And God answered his prayer. He answered his prayer until Jabez became a city. 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 55. We saw how a town became called Jabez. He said, and the families of the scribes which dwelt at Jabez, the Tirathites, the Shimeathites, the Sukathites, these are the Kenites that came of Himath, the father of the house of Rechab. They dwelt at Jabez. These people dwelt at Jabez. Was no longer the name of a person. Jabez was now the name of a city. I think that they were telling the story later on. That was how come chapter 2 existed before chapter 5, before chapter 4. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? Listen to me. It was the family of the scribes, the family of administrators, the family of secretaries, the family of managers. It was a city of managers. It looks to me like God took him from a miserable man into a human resource personality, an administrator, and not just made him an administrator, but made a generation of administrators to come out of him. Is God speaking to somebody here? I believe that God is about to do something in the life of somebody. And he's not just going to do that thing in your life, but out of your life, he will do the same in the lives of so many other people. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. God is going to do something in your life that will impact on generations. If Jesus tarries to come, impact on your children, impact on your loved ones. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. That was Jabez. Our example number two was the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Multiply. The 5 loaves and 2 fishes needed for the feeding of 5,000 men beside women and children multiplied at the altar of prayer. 5 loaves and 2 fishes multiplied at the altar of prayer. 5 loaves and 2 fishes needed for the feeding of 5,000 men beside women and children, it multiplied at the altar of prayer. If you look at the scripture in the book of John chapter 6, verse 11 and all the way to verse 12, and Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, that was a prayer posture, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples distributed to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as the wolf. And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Gather up the fragments. It multiplied. And it was a prayer of appreciation. It was a prayer of thanksgiving. It multiplied. Beloved brothers and sisters, I have seen firsthand what it means for resources to multiply. Through faith in God, I have seen firsthand in the construction of this sanctuary. One day, a man came here, the head of an engineering firm that is one of the topmost engineering firms in the country. Construction firms, road and all that, firms in the country. Name that you know. And when he came here, he said, at that time, he said, from what I can see, you people shouldn't be spending anything less than $1 million per month on this construction. He said, about $100 million a week on this construction. And from what I can see, you shouldn't be. Because he saw he could just calculate with his eyes. So, we had months where what was spent in the month was more than the church income for that period in 8 zeros. And then you began to wonder, where did the balance come from? Did you hear what I just said? That is, you had excess resources that didn't come through the offering. The multiplication power. When there was 10 more days to the dedication, everybody was set. Bishop David Oyedepo was going to come. Papa Oyedepo was going to come. Pastor Adeboye was going to come. Everybody will come. We needed money, humongous. Not 100, not 200, million. To finish up certain things, to bring it to the point for dedication, we had a small amount in a saving, in a couple of 7 zeros. But that was not going to go anywhere. Our accounts people say, can we remove that and start with that? I said, that will not do anything. Let that remain in the reserve where it is. And let us trust God for what will finish up this thing and bring it to the dedication level to come. And it came under 10 days until there was balance. Yes, there was balance. God balanced more than what was in the reserve. Am I communicating at all? The power of multiplication is real. Listen to me, my brothers and sisters. I prophesy today, anything around you that needs to be multiplied is getting multiplied right now. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Your multiplication is happening right now in the name of Jesus. Every area of scarcity and shortage in your life is arrested right now. Say the loudest. Amen. Please be seated. That is what prayer does. Everything in man's hand has a limit. Everything in God's hand lacks limit. For as long as that resource is in your hands, it is limited. When it is transferred into the hands of God, it is limitless. Having said that, what is prayer? What is prayer all about? I said a few things in the first service. I said that prayer is the flow of communication that originates from the relationship between man and God. That communication flow that originates from the relationship between man and God. Our Father which art in heaven. You have a relationship with God. And that relationship is fueled and lubricated by communication. That is prayer. So prayer begins with a relationship. That is why unbelievers can't pray. They don't know what to say. They can't say anything. If they pray for a while, the prayer has ended. See? And that is why if you know in the relationship between men, between people, man and wife or friends, if the relationship is functional, the communication is vibrant. But when something is going wrong between the relationship of a man and his wife, their talking to each other reduces. I'm sure you heard the story of one man and his wife who were not in taking terms. If he comes home, he will write on a piece of paper, "Bring my food." And the woman will reply, "Your food is on the table," by writing. So one day he wanted to fly first flight in the morning. And he wrote on a piece of paper, "Wake me up in the morning for my flight." And in the morning, the wife wrote on the paper, "Wake up, your flight, it's time for flight." Let the paper wake him now. Since it is writing we are communicating with, let me write so that you can wake up. That was how the man missed his flight and saw the stupidity of his actions. That is when communication breaks down. But if relationship is functional, communication is vibrant. Every time your prayer life is going down, it means your relationship with God is breaking. Something is wrong with it. So that was number one in the first service. Number two, we said that prayer is the enforcement of the will, the plan, and the purpose of God in the earth as it is in heaven. When you decide to enforce the will of God, "God, this is what you want for my life. And this is what must be. This is your will for me. This is what must be. This is your plan for me. This is what must be. This is your purpose for me. And it must be so." At the place of prayer, you enforce the will of God, the plan of God, the purpose of God on the earth, in the earth, as it is in heaven. Finally, which is what we are dealing with in the first service, prayer is the avenue of access to the resources of God by man. The avenue of access to the resources of God by man is the avenue whereby man accesses the resources of God. Give us this day our daily bread. Saying it in another way, what is available with God is made accessible for man at the altar of prayer. Whatever is available with God, if God has it, man can take it at the altar of prayer. Whatever is available with God is accessible, made accessible to man at the altar of prayer. Now, this is the main point. The deeper your understanding of your inheritance in God, the stronger your prayer life. The deeper your understanding of your inheritance in God, the more productive your prayer life will be. If you exactly know what is yours in God, then you will know how to pray. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. He said, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby he has given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Whatever God has made available for us, your knowledge of it fires up your prayer life. It took my health, so it took my diseases, so I must be whole. It took my curses, so I must be free of witchcraft and demonic torments and curses. That avenue. Finally, how do you pray effectively in order to see your releases, your recoveries, your replications? How do we pray effectively? Effectively. Number one, pray desperately. Pray desperately. Desperately. Like Hannah prayed. Like Hannah prayed. Desperately. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1, starting all the way from verse 7 all the way to verse 11. Move on. Hannah did so year by year. Go ahead. So Hannah rose up after, from verse 9. So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli, the priest, sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept so. There was such a desperation until she made a vow. The Bible said that from the days of John the Baptist to now, the kingdom suffer violence, and the violent taketh it by force. So there must be that desperation. You refuse not to take no for an answer. There must be that desperation. Pray desperately. Number two, we pray revelationally. Revelationally. What does that mean? You pray with the understanding of your inheritance. The understanding of your inheritance. The understanding of what God has promised you. Because it is only the things that are revealed that belong to us. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. The secret things belong unto God, but the things that are revealed belong unto us. If they are not revealed to you, they don't belong to you. So they must be revealed. You must have an understanding of what is yours in God. And then it can belong to you. You pray revelationally with an understanding of your inheritance. I am fully aware, for example, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I am fully aware that nobody owns any property anywhere. Everybody is a caretaker. The real owner of any property is God. So if God needs it, I won't contact man for it. I contact God. When someone says, do you know I'm the landlord? Who told you are the landlord? Who did you buy it from? Who did the person buy it from? The first person who owned the land bought it from who? Hello? That one bought it from who? That shows you the real ownership of the land. So if God needs it through me, I don't need to beg man. I go to God and God puts the man under pressure. And the man releases it at my terms. Are you following what I'm saying here today? We have never struggled with any form of property. Under pressure, I prophesy to you today, the things that are yours shall be delivered into your hands in this season. And God shall open your eyes and open your understanding to the things that are yours. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. You pray desperately, pray revelationally, and thirdly, we pray believingly, believingly, believingly. Believingly. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Was that Mark 9:27? If thou canst believe, all things are possible. And with God, all things are possible. Somebody say aloud, amen. Believingly. What is the meaning of that? You pray, Mark 9:23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. You pray with confidence in God's ability to deliver. You pray with the mind that you are not wasting your time. We are not wasting our lives. You heard the story last, the day of the breaking of fast, this Wednesday, exactly 1 week ago. It was Saturday night stroke. Sunday morning last week, this one that just passed, that we got distress calls that one of our ministers, pastors in a particular location, was confronted with kidnappers. They shot, almost trying to shoot him, and when they couldn't succeed and they couldn't get his wife, they left with their son. And then, by the daybreak, the news came. And the man had a gunshot through his gluteal muscle in the hospital. He was there. I called him with fire in my heart and I told him, number one, your son, your child will be rescued without a dime of ransom. Number two, those demonic bastards shall be arrested, none shall escape. They call them, they say you should bring 15 million. 18 million before you can get a child. And he said, you are not getting a dime, not one dime. I told him, I said, not one dime. Yeah. You drive a good car, you live in a good house, you say, can't bring 18 million, not a dime. We were still in the fasting and prayer. And then the very last day of the fast, right? The very last day of the fast. We put our faith on the line. God is too faithful to fail, and we are not wasting our time. And this testimony must happen in this fast. You know what happened? Between 12 and 1 that afternoon, they escorted the boy, gave him transport money. Boy of about 6 or 7 years. 7 years. They escorted the boy without one cc being dropped. 10 minutes after they released the boy, they were rounded off. Not one of them escaped. How many of you remember what I said on Wednesday when we came here and I testified? I said, we are not wasting our time. We are not wasting our time serving God. We are not wasting our prayers. You pray believingly, believing that you are not wasting your time. And I prophesy to someone, all those who have been looking at you and they thought you are wasting your life, it will be confirmed to them that you are not wasting your time. Lift your hands and let's appreciate him today. Just worship him. Something is about to happen.
Oh,
Everywhere you are, lift your hand. There is one who is helping you now, helping you out of destruction and disaster, frustrating the expectations of the enemy, taking you out of the pits and out of the grave, and out taking the dirty garments out of your life and setting on fire. Lift your hand. His name is Jesus. Whisper that name now. It's divine visitation time. Again. It's divine encounter time. Again. 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 And again. Lift your hands high. Father, let it be. At the count of seven, you scream glory, and the glory will invade you and pull you out of that grave. Divine visitation and encounters all the way to your community, your family. Altars of Father's house catching fire. Lift your hands high. Yes, bones being adjusted, organs being replaced, and healings in the body, and healings in the system, and deliverance is happening to you at the count of seven. In the name of Jesus, one, two, three, four, five, six,
Are you ready for glory to invade your body? Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Good. Receive the invasion of the glory. Receive it. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Lerepina Gadayadidosh. Lerepina Yagadadidosh. Lerepina Yagadadidosh. Lerepina Yagadadidosh. Lerepina Yagadadidosh. Lerepina Yagadadidosh. Lerepina Yagadadidosh. Lerepina Jesus. Lift your hands and give him the praise. Worship him. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Internal heat condition just disappeared. Moving objects in the body like a snake movement and other moving objects just disappeared from the body. And the Lord is healing the respiratory system of somebody. That asthma is gone and that ceaseless cough just continuously just got arrested right now. And the Lord did encounters where he changed the garment of somebody, brought you out of the grave and brought you out of the chains of your father's house, going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. While that song is on, you can come forward if you had an encounter. Going up to the high places, Lord, you have a healing. God touched you and you got healed. And if you were sick before you came here, check yourself because you realize you are healed. Quickly step forward.
Going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places. To see the devil's kingdom.
Everybody sing.
Going up to the high places.
We're going up. If you see my Jesus, when you see my Jesus, if you see my Jesus, when you see my Jesus, if you see my Jesus. Your seat. in the presence of the Lord. And very, very fast, what happened?
So this is Sister Janet. She said at a shout of glory.
Listen.
She saw herself in the midst of dirty garments. And you stood there and pulled off the dirty garment.
And did what?
And put me a new boot of
what happened to the former garment?
Just as if it's a mad, a dirty cloth.
You were wearing cloth like a mad person. Yes, and what happened?
And you came and tear the cloth
and tore it off.
Yes,
fire! Oh, the Holy Ghost. Everyone here today with any garment on your body that is not put there by God, it is set on fire. And you are wearing a change of garment right now. What happened to her?
The same. So she said she put on a dirty garment and fire.
The same.
The same. And you came.
Wait.
I saw fire for the altar, and you have put the garment of this, that dirty garment on me and give me new clothes.
Fire from the altar destroyed the dirty garment and set and put her a new garment. Every garment that the enemy has put on your body, everything that is not of God, fire of the Holy Ghost. Be free in Jesus' name. The spirit of madness just disappear. Madness.
This is our brother Francis. He said he has been separated from his wife for 2 years. While you were blowing the flute, he said he saw he himself and the wife were coming together. And he believed that is...
Why did you separate from your wife?
Because I lost my job from the beginning.
So she left you?
So she left me. She packed and now she's in Plateau State and she's in Jos now.
Call her and tell her the vision you saw. Lift up your hands. And right now I declare that the Lord will establish you in the job that will make you be able to take care of your wife and children. Power of the Holy Ghost. That attack. And now, you need to be totally free. Can the counselors deal with this guy and set him completely free from the hold of alcoholism? Go ahead.
Our sister
because
said,
if you don't have a job and you're also a drunkard, then there is no way you can have a house.
Our sister said she has lost a father, mother, and a sibling. Keep seeing them in the dream, but at the shout of glory, God opened her eyes and she saw God's handmaiden came to her, pulled her out from a pit. The spirit of death terminated.
Step over here in the name of Jesus. Everyone that they have appointed to die, I declare that spirit of death arrested. Fulfill your days, you will not die but live in Jesus' precious name. Yes,
Sister Joy said in the course of the worship, God opened her eyes where she saw a very big angel with mighty feathers flying and hovering around the church down to the altar here. So upon getting here, she saw where the angel started moving with fire and the garments of people were being changed. And people are already coming out now to testify.
A very massive angel. Then it was just flying around with wings all over. While it was, especially at the back, while it was flying at the back, people's garments were just being changed into white. Then you flew down to this altar. This stairs here was fire, fire, fire. Then the up, then it was just flying, wobbling on top of the altar. Then with so much glory, that like the wings.
Anybody who's excited that your garment is changing, your identity is changing, and everything that the devil put on you is changing, shout the loudest, amen. More fire.
That is, Sister Elizabeth said, while the ministration was going on, the Lord opened her eyes.
So this service is more of encounters.
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead.
The Lord opened her eyes, and she saw that she was clothed with a green coat, and everywhere covered from head to toe. But that the Lord opened her eyes and she saw you carry the scissors and tore it from the bottom
up,
setting her free. And that she came here even with a stomach pain, but during the course of the ministry, took off and she's healed.
Odegu degu, Omanchala. Odegu degu, call it the name of Degu. Manchala. Degu, 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 degu. Oh, my God. next 7 days, there will be an evidence that God has changed your identity. Evidence that He has changed your identity. Shout the loudest, amen. Amen.
What happened? Our sister Nancy.
Please be seated.
She says she has had this snake-like movement object in her body.
Snake-like movement in her body.
And whenever she's sleeping, she sees herself in the midst of snakes. For 15 years.
15 years.
And the
snakes moving in her body.
Snakes moving in her body. And also whenever she sleeps, she sees herself in the midst of snakes. At the shout of glory, she said she saw snakes leaving her.
Just leaving her body. Oh, the Holy Ghost. Everything that is in your body that is not planted by God, today they are exiting and returning back to hell. Shout the Lord and say amen.
Sir, this is Sister Choma Prudence. She said she came to service highly depressed. Nothing working, relationship not working, business not working. She nearly didn't come to church today. But she persuaded herself to come to church. At the shout of that glory, she felt a load lifted off from her heart. From her distance, she felt she's free now.
God is lifted at Calvary. 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 Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is there. Burdens are lifted. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary. If your body suffers pain, and your health you can't regain, and your hope is all for sinking in despair, Jesus knows the way you feel. He can help and He can save. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. If your body suffers pain, and your health you can't regain, and your hope is all for sinking in despair. Jesus knows the way you feel. He can help and He can save. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Everybody, leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Give Him the praise. Can give me 3 or 4 more. For the sake of time, please take your seat, people.
Sir, this is awesome. This brother, Ifine. Oh, divine. Okay. He said he saw himself in a white casket.
Himself?
Yes.
Inside little boy the, like this, yes. Inside a white casket.
And you, at the shout of glory, you identified him there, opened the casket, and pulled him out of the casket.
Is that a mother? Is there any reason to be afraid of his first life?
It's very tough in the family.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When they travel all the time, an auntie will always be saying, this child is too tough.
Very tough.
He's tough like how? What do they want to do with him before they say he's tough? He will fulfill. They couldn't. It's not an edible meat for witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, any grave they have kept you, or coffin they have put you, or your children, or your mother, your father, your loved ones, today that coffin is set on fire. You are out of that coffin, and it is set on fire. Divine, they cannot eat you. In Jesus' name. You are going up, you give me 2 or 3 more, and then I went through. O kamale ya le ya O kamale ya le ya O kamale ya le ya O
Okama, Olea, 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 Olea. What God said in your life, He shall do it even this time. Say the loudest amen, take your seat.
She said she came to the service for excruciating waist pain.
Her night is gone.
She, her sister even has that same waist pain that metamorphosed to dislocation of the waist.
Really?
But at the shout of glory, she felt a load lifted up from her waist and she's free now.
Lift your hands. This is a generational curse. Return back to hell in Jesus' name.
Our sister Esther, according to her, while the worship was going on, God opened her eyes and she saw herself chained to a big stone. While she was wondering, fire from the altar landed on the chain and the chain cut into two.
She was chained.
Chained.
Yes. To a big stone.
Yes. Then to confirm her deliverance, at the shout of glory, power landed on her and she collapsed. When she woke up, she felt that she is free.
I will praise you in the morning. Praise you in the noon. Praise you in the noon. Praise you all night. I will praise you in the morning. Praise you in the noon. Praise you in the noon. Praise you in the noon. I will praise you in the morning. Praise you in the noon. Praise you in the night. Praise you all night. I will praise you in the morning. Praise you in the noon. Praise you in the noon.
Sir, this is our brother Sistus. He said at the shout of glory, he fell into a trance, saw himself in his parents' house, and he saw altars there. And while he was standing staring at those altars, a cloud formed over his head, and then you appeared from inside the cloud, and there was fire everywhere. And then there was a voice that told him, go and manifest what you're meant to become. Go and manifest what you're meant to become.
Every father's house altar that won't allow you to rest, leave him now forever. Return back no more. In Jesus' name, you are free.
So this is Brother Acho. He lost his father some time ago, and then suddenly pressure came upon his head, like a spell of confusion and insanity. Whenever he's walking, he doesn't see very well. He staggers, so confused. And then today he came into the service. At the shout of glory, he fell under the power, and he stood up. Became free. He said he actually felt something leaving his head. And now he's totally free. He can see.
Confusion and insanity. For how long?
For over a year now.
Over a year. It is well with you. You are too gentle and too fine to be afflicted like that. Lift up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost. I command that mind normalize. Father, thank you for all the other testimonies. Blessed be your name. Give me the first verse of that song. Lord, you gave me. Take it.
With my voice I'll praise you all of my name.
God a big clap of hand. Take your seat. Everywhere you are this morning, you are saying to me, Pastor, I've heard that message and I need to give my life to Jesus Christ. Quickly stand up on your feet and rush to the front here. Quickly. I want to be born again. I want to be saved. Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. The Lord cannot hear your prayer if your prayer is not prayed in the climate of uprightness. Effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth not. Give the Lord the praise as they come forward here. I give you the count of seven. Rush forward. One.
La la. La la. La la. La la. La la.
I give another count. Many are coming from this side. Come very quickly. And if you are bound by an addiction, tobacco addiction, alcohol addiction, marijuana addiction, masturbation addiction, gambling, betting, anything that has tied down your life, you know your life is wasted by this lifestyle or habit and you want it broken. Quickly come forward again. I give you the count of 7-1. 2. Press 2. 1. With my life, Lord, I will praise you. With my time, I'll praise you. With my gifts, I'll praise you. Fall on my knees. With my life, Lord, I will praise you. With my time, I'll praise you. With my gifts, I'll praise you. Two. With my life, I'll praise you. Your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to ask for mercy. Come into my life, Lord, and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I pray for everyone here today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. In the name of Jesus, the grace to live for you is released upon you. I call it done.